North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. Stephen Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m., 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here, the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. If you've just joined us, you've missed an incredible interview with Chris Rowe, a state senator, 2nd Senate District, West Virginia. He is still our guest here for a few more minutes. Breaking news, lots and lots of really good news for consumers in West Virginia when it comes to having electric rates lowered, going after the coal company, not the coal companies, but my God, am I screwing this up? Chris, I need your help. Why don't you just take over here? I'm going to go slap myself to try to get some focus here.
Well, I think you lost focus. You know, the YMCA was playing in the background on the way back in from commercial, so you probably were doing the MAGA Trump dance. No one could fault you for that.
I thank you so much. That's why I love this guy. State Senator Chris Rose, live exclusive interview. Help me understand something, Chris. Why do the power companies lie about not knowing what to do to reduce electric rates?
I'm not sure if they necessarily lie, but I think they don't have the answer as well, because we had a hearing in the Energy Committee a couple weeks ago. You know, they originally said that the reason why the rates went up was the population decline in West Virginia. And then, you know, with these data centers coming in, you know, one of these big data centers equals to about 100,000 West Virginians, which is exactly what the electric utility in their committee said they would need, is 100,000 new customers in their area to get rates back down. But then we asked them, okay, well, how many of these data centers or how many people would you need? Now, you see, you lost 100,000 is why you raised rates, you know, due to, you know, geographical shift in the state, you know, people moving from one part of the state to the other, or even moving away. And that curve is finally ending. We're starting to see people move into our state. But we asked them, what would it take? And they didn't have an answer. And we threw, you know, a couple scenarios out there and said, well, we can't answer that or we can't answer that. So,
well, are they
really know the answer?
Well, here's the thing. They're telling you they can't answer that. They're not saying we don't know. They're saying we can't answer that. My guess is if you know, they certainly know. I would think.
You may be right about that. But, you know, we obviously know the reason why our rates have went up is we've stopped using the energy underneath our feet. We have these affordable, reliable, and extremely efficient coal-fired power plants sitting right here in West Virginia and are running at 30 and 40% capacity. Well, as somebody who's worked in that industry, I can even tell you when you run them at 30 and 40% instead of 90 to 100, you're actually causing more outages that way, which means more maintenance, which means more cost of running,
yes,
which means higher power bills. And what I mean by that, folks, is when you have a boiler in a coal-fired power plant, all the tubes in there that, you know, you heat the coal, that, you know, heats the water, turns into steam. Well, that hot and cold of running that plant at, you know, a third capacity causes those tubes to burst, which means you have to bring the unit down for even additional maintenance to do welding and cutting out and repairing tubes, and it increased the cost of running the plant. You know, the Public Service Commission here in the state of West Virginia said you have to run these plants at a minimum amount for peak efficiency is 69%. If you want to have minimum downtime and minimum damage and wear and tear on these plants, you at least have to run them 69, 70% of the time. So we have a long way to go to get to that point. And the legislation we're doing this session is going to change the narrative and change the incentives, because right now we're incentivizing not running them and grandma's paying for it and grandma can no longer afford that. And it's time to change the way, you know, this whole model's been going.
And all these power outages now, too. I mean, I've never lived in a time where I've had so many power outages in my life. It's unbelievable.
Well, it's because the grid is strained. I mean, you've seen it happen with Texas a couple years ago. You've seen it happen with you know, Eastern Tennessee about a year and a half ago in the wintertime. And, you know, the whole East Coast is, you know, they're one of the major power plants from having a, you know, they're in a peak demand, or it'd be hot or cold. You're one big coal-fired power plant away from having an outage during a 90-degree day in the summer or a 10-degree day in the winter from seeing the East Coast have some major problems. And, you know, the Public Service Commission, FERC, PJM, they all are sounding the alarm on it. But, the, you know, these companies are being tone deaf. You know, they're saying we need more coal, we need more gas, we need fossil fuel power generation. But what these people are hearing is ESG, windmill, and solar.
Unbelievable. By the way, a great time to call Herb Electric and get a generator. Call Rich at Herb Electric. Full disclosure, my client, listen to what Chris Rose just said about power outages and why we're having these power outages. Now, Chris, we're just about out of time here. I know your time is very valuable. We appreciate it greatly. Truly, we do. One last question very quickly. Department of Energy, Chris Wright, is that his name?
Yes, yeah, correct.
He is a very, very impressive guy. Anytime I have seen this guy being interviewed, my God, I'm impressed with this guy. Do you know him? And if so, have you interacted with him yet?
I don't know him personally. I do have some fillers out there to connect with him and talk about the Renaissance Act and some other things. Most of my
Hello? Where are you? Hold on a second. We lost you. Hold on. Are you there? Where are you? God. Well, let me call him back. Hold on here. I don't know what's going on here. Why is this not working? Hold on. Chris, are you there? All right, hold on. I don't know what's going on now with our state-of-the-art podcaster board. Yeah. Do we have you on here? No, hold on. God, this piece of crap. All right, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir, Demetri, I still can hear you.
All right, we'll do this. Something just died with our state-of-the-art podcaster board. You're going to reach out to this guy with the Department of Energy and talk about the Renaissance Act, and then I lost you.
Yes, sir. So we've talked with Lee Zeldin, and we talked with other members of Trump administration, but we definitely want to connect with Mr. Wright and get acquainted with him as well, because, you know, we're both coming in at the same time. Want to sit down with him. Very big fan of things that him and Bergerman and some other people have been saying, and want to let them know that West Virginia is here as an ally and a resource to help them unleash American energy.
Excellent. Well, make sure you tell them Dimitri said hey and that I'm very impressed with him. I'm sure that'll help a lot. Hey, Chris, we always give our guests the last word, your chance to speak directly with all of our listeners. Again, I apologize for our never-ending technical difficulties here. And so you got about a minute or so to say whatever you like directly to our people, our listeners, and also how do people get in touch with you?
All right, absolutely. So they can get in touch with me at chrisrosewv.com and follow me on Facebook and X, formerly known as Twitter, at chrisrosewv. Cut my friend, good friend Dimitri some slack here on the technical difficulties. Those are beyond his control, folks. He does a great show. Continue to support him. Senate Bill 899 is going to be on the agenda in the Energy Committee today. It's something we haven't talked about yet. I'll briefly discuss it with you folks. Promises made, promises kept. This is another way to protect West Virginia coal and gas minerals from the Green New Deal. You hear a lot about carbon capture and carbon sequestration. And what this bill will do is prohibit that from interfering with the extraction of our beautiful clean coal and gas. And you're going to see that as well. We're going to do everything we can to protect the energy underneath their feet, protect our great pay in West Virginia jobs, and create economic prosperity right here in the Mountain State.
All right. And people want more information. How do they get in touch with Chris Rose, State Senator, West Virginia, 2nd Senate District?
They can call me at 304-314-2656.
Fantastic. Keep up the great work, sir. Also, you're going to be on with a guy named Steve Gruber. Is that right today?
That's right. Real America's Voice at about 3:30 today. Real America's Voice is a good up-and-coming new conservative news channel. It's been out only about a couple of years. Steve Bannon's on there. Charlie Kirk is on there. You know, Cowboy Logic's on there. A lot of good friends at the network. And we're going to be on there also today talking about Senate Bill 505 and the Coal Renaissance Act.
Fantastic. Please give them all my best. Keep up the great work, Chris. You're a godsend. You really are. And thank God you're representing West Virginia. And anytime you want to come on, anything we can do to help you, just say the word, okay?
I appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you. State Senator Chris Rose, ladies and gentlemen, second Senate District, West Virginia. Great guy. Just an absolute great guy. Again, apologies for this. Let me see if I can get Johnny in here. Johnny wanted to talk about one of the problems that we have here with potholes. Okay, right afterward. Okay, one of his vehicles was eaten by a pothole in Moundsville, and he wants to come in and talk about that. So he's got a short break coming up, and then he'll be in here talking about that as well. Let's see here. East Ohio Regional Hospital. Oh, my God, what a mess. Full disclosure, Serena Heckathorn is my health insurance agent. I love this woman. It's Serena Heckathorn is gold. It's Health Markets Insurance Company. They just installed... my client, Dimitri 2020 LLC, commercial announcement. They just installed new phone lines to handle the rush of calls from all these poor folks at East Ohio Regional Hospital who've lost their jobs and anyone else who needs low-cost health insurance, especially right away. Serena Heckathorn has two offices, Health Markets Insurance Agency in St. Clairsville and also in Steubenville. St. C. office is right up above, it's on National Road, the West Texas Roadhouse, and above that, DeFelice Pizza, then above that, bank, and then the little shopping, not even a shopping, it's an office plaza. And that's where her office is, free parking, handicap accessible. It's just perfect. And Michaela Williams is there, and Christina and Olivia. They're just absolutely wonderful people. They're all geared up for you. Also, the office in Steubenville on Sunset, right next to the KFC. Here's the phone number. In fact, I'd forgotten the phone number, but I've got her pen here. Health Markets Insurance Agency pen, Serena Heckathorn. Okay, two phone numbers. The Steubenville office, 740-275-4922. That's 740-275-4922. And the St. C. office, 740-650-5218. That's 740-650-5218. If you need health insurance. Oh, by the way, if you also had life insurance with your employer, and then your employer terminates you, fires you, or whatever, you might not have life insurance anymore for your family. Okay, he's finally just come in. Okay, here, use that one if you will. What is that, number three or number? Just swing it over here. Just
three.
All right, hold on a second. Let me get Johnny. Let me get him over here. There's Johnny.
Number three. Is it working?
Yeah. It was as working as well as this podcaster board.
Okay. Work. Hey, now be nice now.
Oh, it's a piece of
crap. You could be sitting at home.
There are days, honest to God, where I'm really just about ready to tell him, just shove it, honest to God. It's crapped
right.
out again.
Right.
Crapped out again this morning.
Did it?
In the middle of an interview.
Yeah, that's because you have an iPhone.
Yeah, that's what it must be. Yeah, must be everybody else's fault. Anyway, so Johnny O, legendary DJ, and I know it's legendary DJ because he has that on his business card.
That's right.
And WAMP Morning Show, number one show, number one station, number one everything. You actually had
But one you of your, talk a lot of number two, so. Well, yeah.
Our zany morning show gun. Your vehicle was almost devoured in Moundsville. You want to tell the listeners about this?
Yes. Went to Moundsville the other day because I saw on TV where a gentleman had went down and fixed a pothole down there.
Yeah.
He went himself and fixed it. They had a cone, one of them orange cones, inside the pothole. So long story short, they fixed that one. Well, I went out the back way of Walmart towards the Jefferson Avenue extension there.
Yeah.
Long story short, there's a pothole in front of Gumby's there that's probably 4 foot wide.
Oh, my God.
And about at least 2.5 feet deep.
Oh, my word. Your truck actually...
It went through that, and I had to slow down to catch the back end of it, because the front end, I saw the pothole. I slowed down.
Yeah.
But, man, I didn't think it was that deep, and my truck went down and leaned to one side and come back up out of that again, and then the back tire hit, and you can't... you know, you can't swing over it because right. it's so wide.
Was it filled with water?
Yeah, there was water in it, yeah.
Well, there's the problem. When it's filled with water, you have no idea how deep it is. Like right. all those potholes that I broke the story in St. Clairsville on that stupid private street leading to Aldi's.
Right.
The potholes on either side are massive, and they're covered, they're filled with water, so you can't tell how deep they are.
Is that a private street where Aldi's yes. and Sheetz and all that is?
Yes. It's a developer owns that street.
Wow. Oh, I didn't know. Man, those are swing and miss there.
I'm telling you, someone's going to get sued here. Someone's going to get sued. Hey, we got a short break. Can you hold okay. over? Or
I got to get back over there. So
that's right. You're doing a show also.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the update.
You're welcome, my friend.
Please be careful. Walmart, and it's the Walmart driveway, right?
To Jefferson. Yes, it's the Walmart driveway. Yeah, okay. As you're coming out the to Jefferson Avenue extension there.
Wow. We need to have you on here as my sidekick.
Okay.
I think it'll work out great.
All right.
Thank you very much.
If you're willing to pay me a lot of money, I would do it.
Nice knowing you. Johnny, actually a great guy. He really is.